Well, friends, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. Yes, the Supreme Court ruled today that Trump's sweeping emergency tariffs are illegal. The headline here, and this is, I believe, from the Associated Press, says the Supreme Court on Friday ruled that President Donald Trump violated federal law when he unilaterally imposed sweeping tariffs across the globe. Yes, the globe, a striking loss for the White House on an issue that has been central to the president's foreign policy and economic agenda. Well, friends, as I say, hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. In fact, the Supreme Court basically just ruled that I was right about tariffs and Trump was wrong. You see, I've been talking about tariffs for nearly a year. Yes, I think my first video, and I have well over a dozen videos all about tariffs, I published that back in March of 2025. And as I say, a year later, the Supreme Court says that Trump has zero authority for imposing tariffs. Hey, where have I heard that before? Oh, that's right. I had a video called Trump Has Zero Authority for Imposing Tariffs. You can see it right here on my Substack. In fact, I have oh so many videos. Let's see. I've got one better than tariffs. Everyone is missing the point there. I use that same ridiculous chart that he trotted out. Better than tariffs, a shortened version, because there are better ways to achieve Trump's stated goals. And here we have it at the bottom. Trump has zero authority to impose tariffs. Vaccines were driving the trade deficit, because that's my video here about Switzerland exporting millions, probably billions of vaccines to the United States. That's why we had a trade deficit with Europe. And you know what? Trade deficits are not that bad. I run a 100% trade deficit with my grocery store. I give them money, they give me products. That's how trade works. I've got another about Trump's terrible tariffs. I've got, if tariffs are so great, then why are they so controversial? Your questions, my answers, more about Trump's terrible tariffs, why Trump's tariffs won't work, and on it goes. So, the interesting thing, my very first one here about Caroline Leavitt, so very ignorant on tariffs. And the interesting thing is, remember back in the cooties heyday when you tried to talk sense into people? I tried to as well. Boy, oh boy, did I get excoriated. And I got excoriated when I published my broadcast about the truth about tariffs. And people didn't want to hear it then about the cooties, and they certainly didn't want to hear it about tariffs. And what's weird is that some people didn't even want to learn, they just wanted to argue. Strange. Even more is that people would say to me, Peggy, you should just stay in your lane, as if my lane is just telling people how to get vaccine exemptions. What's stranger still is that my lane actually is about tariffs, because I have a master's degree in international policy studies, law, economics, and that includes deep study and deep knowledge on international trade, tariffs, economics, and so forth. Now, I find it ironic. I know that just happens to be an area of fascination for me. And I understand if other people aren't really that fascinated by it, but certainly you want to align your opinions and your perspective and your views with reality and facts and evidence and the truth, right? Oh, no. Especially when Trump's in office. I mean, come on, you shouldn't question him. He's Trump. He knows better, even though all of his companies went bankrupt, the casinos and so forth. But anyhow, he knows better. I know I'm irritating and aggravating some of my Trump-loving fans, but I'm not after a person. I'm after the truth. And the truth is, these tariffs that Trump imposed are illegal. And the reason why is because only Congress can impose taxes. Oh, you didn't know. Oh, well, I have another. Let me find that for you. I've got another little something that I want to share with you. Caroline Leavitt didn't know it either. And apparently Scott Bessent didn't know it. And Howie Mandel, oh, excuse me, Howie Nut, like, Nut, Lutnick. That's a hard one to say. Oh, excuse me. A tariff is a tax on imported goods and services. Tariffs are paid by the importer, not by the country. So now that we've cleared that up, friends, in fact, let's take a look at exactly what the Supreme Court ruling says. It says that Trump doesn't have the authority to impose these tariffs. And here it is. Congress shall have, this comes from the Supreme Court ruling. I'll have it linked for you in my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises. And friends, I just showed you that a tariff is a tax. Further, the framers of the Constitution did not vest any part of the taxing power in the executive branch. The president enjoys no inherent authority to impose tariffs during peacetime. Hey, maybe that's why Trump wants to go to war with Iran, so he'll have an excuse to raise the prices on the things that you buy, because the importer, the company or the person importing the product, most of the time is going to pass that charge on down to you. So February 20th, 2026, the Supreme Court ruled, and but they ruled that these tariffs are illegal. The other part that I wanted to share with you was this, the IEEPA. This, oh, let me share my screen so you can see what I'm talking about. So I did a video, a deep dive, all about this emergency that Trump instituted or imposed or relied upon for his authority to impose tariffs. The IEEPA does not authorize the president to impose tariffs. Well, gee willikers, that is exactly what I had in my video and Substack here. Trump has zero authority to impose tariffs. Following this video, I am going to replay this video for you where I do a breakdown into that emergency act and I show you, as the Supreme Court has just affirmed, that Trump has zero authority to impose tariffs. Now, you might think that I'm gloating and I'm a little gleeful. And I will just say that I am gloating and I am gleeful. And that's because while I did my whole series on tariffs called The Truth About Tariffs, in my opinion, these are probably among the best videos that I've ever done on The Healthy American. These broadcasts were so well researched, and I left the snark out of it. Some people thought that they said, gosh, Peggy, you feel, I feel like I'm listening to a college professor that is teaching very clearly and helping me understand exactly what tariffs are and how economic policy works and international trade and related issues. I left the snark out of it. I was my most measured. I was my most positive. I feel so grateful that I had the opportunity to bring you all that information. So I did no snark or very little snark in those videos. But now that the chickens have come home to roost, I'm celebrating a little bit. I just think it's rather funny. Oh, wait a minute. Should the Supreme Court stay in its own lane? Now, again, I don't want to gloat too much, but if the last few years have taught me anything, they have taught me that a lot of people do not like to change their opinions. They don't want to have their viewpoint challenged. No amount of facts, no details, no evidence, no truth, no reality is interesting to them if they are hard and fast in their opinion. They do not want to be swayed, and they certainly don't want to admit that they were wrong. I would much rather admit that I was wrong because it signifies that I've learned something and I can grow and I can gain my knowledge. I have a completely different point of view when it comes to more information. I'm like, bring it on. I want to learn more. So, you saw that during the cooties hogwash that people did not want to hear the truth. So, anyhow, no more Mr. Nice Gal on this broadcast. I'm going to snark and gloat a little bit. I was right then. And I'm right now, and you probably don't like hearing me say that because nobody likes a know-it-all. As my sister says, I'm not really a know-it-all, but I'm a know-a-lot. And that's because I love to learn. And I love my healthy Americans that are right alongside me, like you. You're savvy, you're sophisticated, you're willing to open your mind to receive additional information and to change your point of view when reality requires it. So, what I'm going to do to celebrate this Supreme Court ruling that I was right is I'm going to do a marathon, a replay of all of my tariff videos. Yes, kind of like a Twilight Zone marathon, if you understand that reference. And sometimes it seems like we are living in the twilight zone. So it's very fitting indeed. So I don't know anyone who covered the tariffs in such great detail as I did. And I am very happy to review those videos. So those will be coming out for you. I'll replay one today, and then I'll play a few for you next week. And again, you can always go to the tariffs playlist if you can't wait. So thank you for letting me have my fun and my snark and my win and a little bit of gloating. I know I'm not perfect. I have faults and flaws, just like any human, but that's what it's like to be human. So you can bet that Trump is going to spin this Supreme Court ruling to his advantage. In fact, take a look at this headline that I saw. Here it is in typical Trump style. Trump says, on the heels of the Supreme Court ruling, he's going to sign an executive order to enact a 10% global tariff. Oh my gosh, that is true Trump style. I would expect no less. So was I even sharing my screen? I think I was. And that is right here. You can read all about it in my Substack. And that's peggyhall.substack.com. And I will keep my eye on this story, friends. If you're applauding this saying, yeah, Trump is sticking it to China, remember, China's not paying any tariffs. You are. Just saying. The only other ones that are benefiting, or the only ones benefiting from Trump's tariffs, are the companies that he's given tariff waivers to. Why are there companies seeking waivers from the tariffs if tariffs are so great? And if tariffs are so great, why don't we have a 100% tariff or a 1,000,000% tariff on every product from every country forever? Well, you let me know how you have personally benefited from the tax known as a tariff. Let me know. I would love to hear it. Leave me a comment and I'll be back with you in my next broadcast. And always over at the Substack, which is peggyhall.substack.com.